What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And I'm excited for tonight's episode because I have the honor to be able to encourage you as we close out the month of August and enter into a brand new month and season, the month of September, and as well as the season of fall. And for many of us, a brand new season for us spiritually in our walk with the Lord. And so tonight's episode is titled, He's the God of the Full Circles Too. He's the God of the Full Circles Too. We know that He is the God of miracles. We know that He is the God of healing. We know even that He is the God of the plot twists. We released a few years ago a episode titled The Master of Plot Twists. And we shared the, you know, the biblical account when it came to Jesus turning water into wine when He attended the wedding. And we also shared in certain instances the miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead, right? That was a major plot twist. But I feel that as believers at times, we can get so carried away with the mundane things in life. We could get so carried away with this world and the things of this world that sometimes we're not aware of when God is allowing us to see a full circle coming to being, a full circle moment. And the concept of full circle, the Holy Spirit began to highlight it to me strongly last year. And surprisingly, He began to bring it again into my spirit this week. And I wanted to go ahead and share some of the insights with you all tonight on this episode. And so last week around this time, the Holy Spirit began to share with me that, you know, starting in September all the way to the end of 2022, there would be instances of full circle experiences, and it would continue right to this current year that we're in, the year 2023. And by the grace of God, I've been seeing certain full circles in effect in different industries, you know, in the world, in different settings, and even in my personal life. And I'm praying and hoping that you have experienced at least one full circle moment in this year of 2023. And if you haven't done so yet, my prayer as well is that before this year comes to an end, that God, by His divine grace, He will allow you to be aware of a full circle moment. Just as I believe that He strongly placed it in my heart last year, that we will see full circle moments and manifestation in our lives and as well as in the world around us. And so one of the things that the Holy Spirit began to just highlight to me is the link or the relation between full circle and the verse Romans 8 verse 28. And if you have your Bible, please go ahead and turn it to Romans 8 verse 28. And I'm going to go ahead and read it from the New International Version very quickly. And we'll further continue to discuss this topic at hand. And so Romans 8 verse 28, this is what it says. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. I'm going to read this one more time because I really want you to get this, and then we're going to further proceed from there. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, again, we know He's the God of miracles. We know He is the God of restoration, and we know that He is the God of the plot twist. And perhaps many of you may say that, man, I feel that plot twists and full circles, it kind of like mean the same thing. But I begin to notice that, you know, yes, they're similar in nature, but there's a difference between the two. And I'm going to go ahead and show you, you know, very quickly why so. For me, when I read about the account of, you know, Jesus raising, you know, Lazarus from the dead, that was a major plot twist, right? Here he is, he died, and 4 days later he was resurrected and he was alive again, right? By the power of the Holy Spirit. That is a plot twist. A plot twist is doing something that no one ever saw happening. I'm gonna say this again. A plot twist is doing something that no one ever saw happening, right? But basically, in the context, a plot twist also means something occurring that no one thought would occur because of that occurrence seeming to be the complete opposite for something or individual. What do I mean by that? Very quickly, I just want to bring clarity to what I just said. For example, let's say someone was raised poor. Not only were they raised poor, but they came from a line of family that were all poor. they didn't have great wealth. And not only did they didn't have great wealth, they didn't have the knowledge as well how to attain great wealth, right? And so many people who know this individual or who know this family or those who came from that line of family, they never could have imagined that someone from this family would grow up to be the richest person in the world. That in some degree is a plot twist. Now, a full circle, although again, like I said, is similar to a plot twist, it's a little bit different. And I'm going to go ahead and share another example that shows you their differences. A full circle moment is when God is able to gather the pieces of your life, both good or bad, and bring it to a certain point, right? A circular point, right? A 360, and showing you how everything was so intricate, how everything was so strategic, to the point where that whatever pain you had in the past, you are healed from that pain. It no longer affects you. And all you have is just an overflowing of gratitude towards the Lord for all that He has done in your life. A full circle moment is when, at a time, again, something happened to you and you didn't know the reason for it. And this thing, for example, this is just a scenario. Something happened to you, perhaps when you were in your youth, right? Perhaps when you were 13 years old. And you could not understand why this thing happened to you. And then all of a sudden, here now, you are now 30 years old. And now you have this revelation, this understanding to why this thing happened or why the Lord allowed it to happen. And so God was able, again, to redeem a thing from your past and bring about a fullness of what it is that He always had for you to begin with. And so when we read the scripture, Romans 8 verse 28, it says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." And I believe, you know, in one of our archive episodes, I don't have the chance to bring the title to my collection, but however, I remembered I was also bringing about the connection between this particular verse, Romans 8 verse 28, and as well as the story of Joseph. We see in the beginning of Joseph, the way his story is played out in scripture, we see that, again, you know, Joseph shares the dream that God had given him, right? And so this is the moment in time where he is seeing this beautiful picture concerning his calling, concerning his purpose, or concerning what it is that the Lord was about to do in his life. And it seems like he had a understanding or a revelation of it. But however, it wasn't until he was journeying on after the fact that, again, all these things happened to him. His brothers sold him, and then he ended up becoming a slave, right, to the Egyptians. And all of these mayhem things are happening to him. He's starting to say, "Man, my life is completely the opposite of what God showed me." But Joseph, being a man who feared God, being a man who trusts God, because multiple instances we see even in his walk that he had multiple times, right, that he could have just completely abandoned God, turned his back against God, and he chose not to, because again, that shows that he had the fear of the Lord. He didn't say that God was a liar, you know. And yet, he didn't go ahead and as well question God and ask God, "Why come this is happening to me?" And this is not to say for us not to question God with wisdom, because again, the Bible lets us know that we can approach the throne room of God, right? Because of grace, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. And as well as even in the Old Testament, the Bible lets us know that when we approach God, we will seek Him. And when we are, again, seeking His counsel, He is faithful, again, to reveal to us what it is that we need to know, because He holds the plan and purposes of our lives in His hands. And so you see that God ended up literally allowing Joseph, before he ended up dying, God did not forsake Joseph. God ended up showing Joseph the very vision that He gave him into being. We see, even before Joseph died, finally at the age of 30. Imagine, Joseph was 17 years old when he received initially that vision. And here at the age of 30, he finally hit a moment where he recognized that the vision came to pass. And despite the fact that Joseph was, again, he was promoted to being second in power. Besides the Pharaoh, right? He was second in power in all of Egypt during time of famine as well. And then here is the Lord showing him through his circumstances. It's not even that the Bible recorded that God said, Joseph, do you see? Do you see now, Joseph, this full circle moment? Do you realize this is the vision that I gave you at 17 years old that's coming to fruition? But however, through his circumstances, Joseph was aware that God was speaking to him. And Joseph was so overwhelmed by the gratitude of God. And truly, y'all, I believe that is because of that, that Joseph was able to have the strength to forgive his brothers in the first place. And this is what a full circle moment can do. It's not just the first circle, full circle moment that can do this. So let me make that clarification. But it is seeing how God orchestrates a full circle moment and seeing how that in itself, oh my goodness, it causes you to have such a deep gratitude towards God about everything. You don't have any regret on how things ended up going down, ended up unfolding. Because again, God shows you how through it all, he was working it out for your good. And this is truly what I want you to take out of this episode, that as we're getting ready to finish the month of August, that you will see that through it all, despite what it is that you did not understand, through it all, God was working it out for your good. And listen, my goodness, we have to focus in on that key word right there, good, right? I know some of you, perhaps you have heard this saying, if it ain't good, that means he's not finished. And truly, that is a powerful saying, because this is initially as well what the Lord is saying to us through what it is that is said in Romans 8 verse 28 through his servant. And we know that in all things, God works for the good. And so that means that God only works good. God does not work evil. God does not work dysfunction. God does not work toxicity, but God works good. God works good. It is his nature that he is good, that he is just, that he is all powerful, he's all able, that he is El-Roi, the God who sees, he is the God who hears us. The Bible lets us know that there's nowhere we could go. His eyes is on us. And so even at times where you perhaps, again, feel lost, feel confused, feel alone, have these questions that you don't have the clarity and answer for, God is faithful to bless you with that full circle experience, especially when you are one like Joseph. Despite what you're seeing, you say, I will continue to trust God. I will continue to seek God. I will not curse the Lord, right? So you're like Joseph in this sense. You're like Job in this sense. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's been hard. But guess what? You know that God is with you, right? You know that he is shepherd, like we mentioned in the previous episode. And therefore, you know that God, he is faithful to work it all out for your good. And so I strongly believe, as we're getting ready to close out this season, this summer season, and as we're getting ready to enter a brand new season, which is fall. And fall, we know that it signifies a harvest time, a harvest season. You see, many things are becoming anew, right? Many things, yes, are dying in a sense, where you see the leaves are turning from green to brown to yellow to orange. But at the same time, it still, in a sense, signifies a type of regeneration that's going to happen. Because, you know, again, if fall is here, then that means something new is still coming. And so that is my prayer for you guys. And I'm just so grateful for the way that the Holy Spirit just brought that revelation back to my remembrance. And again, very quickly, as I begin to close, when we're talking about full circle experiences here, it also, again, correlates to, again, new beginnings and as well as open doors. We're closing out this season. We're entering a new season. You may feel as if you were left empty-handed. You feel as if, wow, where did the time go? What have I accomplished? What have I received? But yet, you have received so much. Remember again what I said. God has done such a great work in you. If you're still here and even tuning into tonight's episode, that means you have still held on to hope. You still believe the word of God is true and that is final. And so just as the Holy Spirit has placed it in my spirit, believing that in fact, he's about to open great doors for us, for those who fear him, for those who love him, for those who trust him, I want to go ahead and just spend these last couple of seconds to a minute or two to pray for us as we're getting to transition into this new month. And I believe many of us, we have already spiritually transitioned into this new season. It already feels as if it's fall. It already feels as if it's that season of entering that new place, that new door that the Lord has for us. And so I declare and decree upon you tonight and upon myself that we shall experience a full circle moment in this season in the mighty name of Jesus, just as the Lord has said to us in Romans 8 verse 28, just as he has highlighted previously, and just as he has continued to highlight that the victory is already ours. He has already given us the victory. And therefore, let's go ahead and still hold on to that word of God. Press into prayer. Keep on pressing on in faith. Again, keep on standing in faith. These are not my words. These are the words of God who knows all things. Amen. And so I'm so greatly encouraged again by the ways that despite what's happening, right? Despite what's happening in the world, God continues to give us this confirming word. He continues to speak concerning victory, that the victory is already yours. So brush your shoulders off. The victory is already yours. Rejoice and proclaim his goodness. Rejoice and dance before the Lord as David danced, because you know God has already gone before you, and you will not leave this season without a testimony. You will not leave this year without a testimony. As I posted, you know, on my IG, right? Amuna Culture. You know, even though there's only a few more days left in the month of August, I'm believing in the name of Jesus that you will experience an on-time breakthrough. Yes, we're getting ready to gear up for a brand new season. And yes, you need to still continue to remain expecting the great goodness of God upon you in the month of September and for the rest of the year. But still, we know in Hebrews 11 that faith is now. And so still, believe God to do a breakthrough for you now. And this is not for us to boast in ourselves, but this is for us to continuously boast in the Lord. Because we know he can do all things. And so I pray that you would meditate on Romans 8 verse 28 throughout the weekend, throughout this upcoming week. And as well, I want you to make sure that as you're praying unto God, you say, God, help me to see the full circle moments that you have already predestined for me to see. Help me, oh God, to discern as well what it is that you're doing in my life in this season. Help me as well, oh God, to retain whatever it is that you have taught me in this season that I have not yet completely, you know, understand, but I know later I will understand. There's actually a particular verse where Jesus said it himself. He said, you know, now you don't understand, but later you will. And so I believe for many of us, this is a season where, again, you may not know the entire story, but later God is about to reveal it to you. Everything that it is that you are in need of clarity for. Everything that, again, that you want him to answer for you. And so before I close, let me go ahead and quickly pray for you. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just come before you and I just pray, oh God, that you would bless us to experience the full circle moments that by your grace you have revealed to us, Lord. That God, you would allow us to experience, not because we are good in of ourselves, but because you are good, oh God, and you work everything out, Lord God, for our good. You do not work out this toxicity, dysfunction. You only do what is good, God, and you are a just God. And so I just pray that, God, that as we're getting ready to enter a brand new season, the season of fall, and as well as we're getting ready to enter a brand new month, the month of September, I pray, Lord God, for those who have been consistent in prayer, who have been consistent in seeking you, who have been consistent in studying your word, who have been consistent, Lord God, in standing in faith. Lord, I pray you would do it for your glory, that you would bless them to receive an on-time breakthrough before this month of August comes to an end. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the open doors. We thank you for the doors that you have opened, O Lord, that no man can shut. And we thank you for the doors that you have shut that no man can open. We thank you, God, for the abundant life that you have already opened upon us, God, the abundant life that you have already gifted to us. And we thank you for giving us complete victory in every area of our lives. Lord God, you're such a faithful God. You are such a trustworthy God. And it's because you are faithful. It is because you are trustworthy that we are able to master our trust in you. Thank you for meeting us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for all that you have done for us until this time, oh God. And I just am so grateful for all that you're getting ready to do in our lives. And so I pray that, God, you would touch every listener that tuned into this episode, that you would strengthen them with your supernatural strength, and that you would visit them, Lord God, in such a spiritual, in such a blessed way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. This was your sister in Christ, JLP. And remember, y'all, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.